The lineup at this year's Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival reads like a who's who of modern bluegrass. It included Grammy nominees The Green Cards, David Grisman, and Sarah Jarosz, heard there performing her nominated song, Man's in Need of. In 2009, Sarah played her first main stage set at Grey Fox and proved to be such a hit that she was invited back again this year. Sam Bush was back too. The multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, bandleader appeared at his first Grey Fox in several years.
Glad to be back at Grey Fox. Been a couple of years, and so, boy, the people are all out here. It's a hot, steamy day. It rained just enough to almost settle the dust. It's great to be back.
What's so special about this festival?
For me, it's, you know, seeing a lot of old pals, And this audience it reminds me somewhat of the audience that goes to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and that they're up for anything. That means weather-wise or musically speaking, too. So it's kind of, we feel welcome here, and as do, you know, old-time musicians or, you know, straight bluegrass bands, progressive bluegrass bands, what have you. We all feel at home here.
Got a gold heart locking on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist in the pouring rain. And the only road back home again is all but washed away. I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, although I might die trying. My true love will remain in a cold heart locking on a silver chain.
Sam Bush was only at Grey Fox for one day, but it was a busy one. Not only did he close out the Saturday night show, Sam also presided over a standing room only workshop in the afternoon. The event was more like a master class, with Sam singing a couple of songs, teaching a few techniques, and answering a whole lot of questions. Sam works hard to make his workshops a mix of fun and teaching, because he remembers how important festival workshops were to his musical education.
One time I was in the audience for a workshop of mandolin with Bill Monroe, Bobby Osborne, Jesse McReynolds, John Duffy, and a young guy named David Grisman. And I learned so much, you know, from watching these guys. And so I try to always keep that in mind, that, yes, we want to entertain as we sit and talk to people, but they really are for learning and teaching. So I really want, you know, to try to keep the accent on that.
As an audience member, they're always super fun to watch, because you get to see people doing things that you're not used to seeing.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I'll take a chance. If somebody wants to hear a tune I haven't played for a long time, I'll try it. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to execute it properly. But really, it is about technique and explaining instruments and talking about, you know, strings, equipments, picks. Once again, I think back to when I was a kid and how valuable that was to hear Bill Monroe tell me over the microphone what kind of strings he used. Maybe I should try those. Maybe I don't want to try those.
But there's more to the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival than sitting in front of a stage watching performers. Perhaps more than any other style of music, bluegrass encourages fans to learn to play. Grey Fox offered several different ways to learn the music. In addition to the workshop stage, where the pros play and share their tips, tricks, and techniques, there is also the Bluegrass Academy for Kids. It's a 3-day music school that ends with a main stage performance. 2010 marked the 10th edition of the camp, and the class size grows each year. Although this was the third year that Grey Fox was held on the Walsh Farm in upstate New York, the festival's roots run much deeper. It was spawned from the Berkshire Bluegrass Festival of the 70s, which became Winterhawk through the 80s and 90s. But despite the name changes, one thing has stayed the same. For as long as anyone can remember, the Dry Branch Fire Squad, led by singer and mandolinist Ron Thomason, has been hosting the festival. Dry Branch is the first act to play on Thursday afternoon. They also close the show on Sunday. Plans for Grey Fox 2011 are already underway. Check them out at greyfoxbluegrass.com and make sure to spell Grey, G-R-E-Y. I'm Catherine Cole.
Count them all, Bill. 1, 2, 3.